The Gospel of Judas by Robert C. Newman. At a press conference held April 6, 2006 at the National Geographic Society, an announcement was made of the discovery of the only known surviving manuscript of the ancient Gospel of Judas. It was found as part of a booklet containing three Gnostic works and dating from about AD 300. Why this talk? Well, the discovery has been heavily hyped in the media. News releases rarely give much of the ancient background, and I've been asked to comment on the find on several occasions. Now, details of the text have been lost for many centuries, but it was known by title and brief description since early in church history. The earliest account is given by the Christian apologist Irenaeus about AD 180. Irenaeus was Bishop of Lyon in southern France, flourished about AD 180. He had been raised in Asia Minor and studied under two students of the Apostle John, Papias and Polycarp. He wrote an extensive work responding to Gnosticism entitled Against Heresies. In that particular work, there's a section called The Doctrines of the Cainites. And here Irenaeus says, "Others again declare that Cain derived his being from the power above," that would be the Gnostic high god, "and acknowledge that Esau, Korah, the Sodomites, and all such persons are related to themselves," related to the Cainites. On this account, they add, "they have been assailed by the Creator," and in Gnosticism, that's the lesser ignorant god who made the universe, "yet no one of them has suffered injury, for Sophia," one of the Gnostic gods or ions, "was in the habit of carrying off that which belonged to her from them to herself." They, the Cainites, declare that Judas the traitor was thoroughly acquainted with these things, and that he alone, knowing the truth as no others did, accomplished the mystery of the betrayal. By him all things, both earthly and heavenly, were thus thrown into confusion. They produce a fictitious history of this kind, which they style the Gospel of Judas. Well, some observations. It looks like that we now have the text of this work that Irenaeus describes. Since the work was in circulation by 180, it was probably written somewhere in the range 130 to 170. That is, after this sort of Gnosticism arose, but early enough to have attracted attention of Irenaeus. The text, as of the time when I put this talk together, may be found on the web at www.tertullian.org. Let's think a little bit about the content of the Gospel of Judas. It opens with the statement, "the secret account of the revelation that Jesus spoke in conversation with Judas Iscariot." This fits Gnostic methodology, if you like, since Gnostics typically claimed their accounts had been kept secret, an early conspiracy theory. We see Jesus laughing on one occasion in this particular work. He's laughing at the disciples for giving thanks for a meal. By this prayer, he says, "Your God will be praised." Apparently, he is pictured here as distinguishing their God, the Creator, from his God. This, again, is a typical Gnostic motif, since Gnostics believe that matter was bad and could not have been created by the highest God. In the Gospel of Judas, Judas shows special insight. He says to Jesus, "I know where you come from. You are from the immortal realm of Barbello." This is a Gnostic ion also named Sophia. "I am not worthy to utter the name of the one who has sent you." This is presumably the highest god, variously named in the different Gnostic theological systems. We're told that Jesus visits another realm. Jesus speaks of having visited another great and holy generation, which no one born of this ion can see or associate with, and no host of angels over the stars will rule over. This reference to host of the angels of the stars sounds like the Gnostic theme that spirit beings rule over our world, and salvation is escape from this world. Judas then tells Jesus that he has had a vision of the 12 apostles persecuting and stoning him. Jesus tells Judas that he will be the 13th disciple to be cursed by the 12, but that he will come to rule over them. Jesus then gives Judas the real scoop on creation. He gives the Gnostic creation account, as opposed to that in Genesis. The invisible nameless spirit, the highest God, calls into being the angel self-generated. Self-generated calls into being lesser ions and angels. Other beings such as Adamus and Seth are created. The Kingites are, according to information, we have a subset of the Sethian Gnostics, so interest in Seth. Seth is identified as the Christ. There are, by the end of the creation, eventually 12 ions, 72 heavens, 360 firmaments, and innumerable angels. 12 angels are created to rule over the chaos and the underworld. One of these is Soklos, the creator of humans. Judas' destiny. After some discussion of the destiny of Adam and mankind, Jesus tells Judas about his, that is Judas's destiny. You will exceed all of them, for you will sacrifice the man that clothes me. That is, Judas is about to bring about the death of Jesus' body so that his spirit may escape from the world of matter. This reflects the remark of Irenaeus, in which he spoke of Judas accomplishing the mystery of the betrayal. And so I think we are indeed looking at the same particular work. At the end of the Gospel of Judas, Judas accepts money from the high priests, and he turns Jesus over to them for execution. So, a rather quick tour of the Gospel of Judas. In conclusion, we see the Gospel of Judas fits the well-known pattern of second century Gnosticism. Since matter is bad, so is the Creator, and those who oppose him in the biblical narratives are exalted by the Gnostics. Thus, some of the Gnostic groups are named Cainites, connected with Cain, Ophites, connected with a snake, etc., for those they identify with. As one prominent scholar in Gnostic studies have noted, a Christian, we are here looking at second century mythology, not first century history. There is no reason, then, to think that the Gospel of Judas gives us any reliable insights on the mystery of Jesus, not found in the Gnostic Gospel, not found in the canonical Gospels. Well, that's the end of our talk. We can expect to hear regularly of other Christs, as Jesus himself predicted. And some of those, perhaps, will be, as the Gospel of Judas, we might say, resurrected heretical Christs from earlier centuries.